Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, former Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. According to Schomburgk's History of Barbados, published in 1848, the greatest landslip to have occurred in the history of the island up to that time took place on October the 11th, 1785, at Crabhole in St. Joseph. Schomburgk wrote that on this day in 1785, the inhabitants of that district were alarmed at the appearance of several deep fissures. Several persons were induced to remove their effects, and the manager on the estate called Walcott's had just fled from the mansion with his family when the soil descended in large compacted masses from the neighbouring hill and partly overwhelmed the house. In the course of that night, most of the buildings on the plantation shared a similar fate, and others sank into deep chasms which were filled up with the mould sliding down from the adjacent hill. The aspect of the whole region, from Walcott's to Crab Hole, extending upwards of a mile in length and about 300 yards in breadth, was that of violent commotion. The earth, violently torn asunder, was intersected with numerous chasms, whose widely extended jaws seemed ready to engulf whatever might be precipitated into them, while in other places it was swelled and inflated with enormous tumours, whose convulsive motions menaced the few remaining buildings with destruction. Nor was it long before they were involved in the general wreck, and, sinking into the yawning gulf, left no traces of their former existence behind them. The face of nature was so completely changed in that district that few of the inhabitants could ascertain the spot on which many objects familiar to their remembrance had been recently placed. A field planted in eddowes occupied the site on which the mansion house stood, and brought with it a long slip of the broad road, as perfectly and entire as if it had not been removed. The coconut trees which grew about the house, and even the windmill, were gradually carried some 100 yards from their original situation, where the latter was completely swallowed up, no part of it remaining visible but the extremity of the upper arm. To this vivid account of the landslip that occurred in St. Joseph on this day in 1785, Schomburgk adds this remarkable story. It is related that during the occurrence of this phenomenon, the inmates of a house, where on the following day a christening was to take place, had scarcely time to make their escape when the house was engulfed. The next morning, no vestige of it was to be seen. Some time afterwards, it was discovered through a fissure in the soil, which was enlarged, an opening made in the roof, and to the great astonishment of the persons who descended into it, the internal arrangements were found in the same order as before the accident took place. Even the christening cake was found unimpaired in appearance and taste.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.